Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1218 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Law to tell him that on account of some work I had to do at the factory, I would be unable to go with him, he having invited me to go with him out to the ball game. I succeeded in getting my niece and his cook answered the phone and told me that Mr. Unsensbach had not come back home. I told her to give him a message for me, that I would be unable to go with him. I turned around and continued eating my lunch, and after a few minutes, my wife and mother-in-law finished their dinner and left and told me goodbye. My father-in-law and myself continued eating our dinner, Manola McKnight serving us. After finishing dinner, my father-in-law said he would go out in the backyard to look after his chickens, and I lighted a cigarette and laid down. After a few minutes, I got up and walked up Georgia Avenue to get a car. I missed the 10 minutes to 2 car, and I looked up and saw in front of Mr. Wolfshemer's residence, Mrs. Michelle, an aunt of my wife who lives in Athens, and there were several ladies there, and I went up there to see them, and after a few minutes, Mrs. Wolfshemer came out of the house, and I waited there until I saw the Washington streetcar coming, and I ran up and saw that I could catch the car. I got on the car and talked to Mr. Loeb on the way to town. The car got to a point about the intersection of Washington Street and Hunter Street and the fire engine house, and there was a couple of cars stalled up ahead of us. The cars were waiting there to see the memorial parade. They were all banked up. After it stood there a few minutes, as I did not want to wait, I told Mr. Loeb that I was going to get out and go on as I had work to do. So I went on down Hunter Street, going in the direction of Whitehall, and when I got down to the corner of Whitehall and Hunter, the parade had started to come around, and I could not get around at all, and I had to stay there 15 or 20 minutes and see the parade. Then I walked on down Whitehall on the side of Mim Rich and Brose's store towards Brown and Allen. When I got in front of M. Rich and Brose's store, I stood there between 2:30 and 2:50 to 3 o'clock until the parade passed entirely. Then I crossed the street and went on down to Jacob's and went in and purchased 25 cents worth of cigars. I then left the store and went on down Alabama Street to Forsyth Street and down Forsyth Street to the factory. I unlocked the street door and then unlocked the inner door and left it open and went on upstairs to tell the boys that I had come back and wanted to know if they were ready to go, and at that time they were preparing to leave. I went immediately down to my office and opened the safe and my desk and hung up my coat and hat and started to work on the financial report, which I will explain. Mr. Schiff had not come down, and there was additional work for me to do. In a few minutes after I started to work on the financial sheet, Defendant's Exhibit 2, which I am going to take up in a few minutes, I heard the bell ring on the time clock outside, and Arthur White and Harry Denham came into the office, and Arthur White borrowed $2 from me in advance on his wages. I had gotten to work on the financial sheet, figuring it out.